Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you and welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. We are here, as always, to help you and you and help each other. Amen. According to the Word of God, the Bible says, where two or three come together in His name, there He be in the midst. Amen. We are always thankful, amen, to have you, and our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners to call in and share a biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Amen. Our subject is dealing with making decisions. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for your word, because you are the word. You are a lamp to our feet. Your guidance, O God, is helpful, and not only helpful, but it gives us success. And we thank you for the success that you give it unto us, that you will give us, O Lord, as we come in together and studying of your word. And Lord, we thank you for those that are calling in, O God, because you said in your word in Psalms 119, 05, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And Lord, we're asking you for, amen, not only a guiding light to those that are listening, that are seeking for spiritual guidance, but God, not only that, maybe those that are here that are calling in, oh God, many are maybe getting ready to make decisions. But through your Holy Spirit, we'll be comfortable in knowing that the burden is not only us, it's on you. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Thank you again. Thank you for, amen, tuning in. For whatever reason you have, but as being as Christ-like, you know, we're seeking spiritual guidance. We're seeking the word of God. Amen. Like the psalmist say, Psalms says that he's a lamp and he's a light. And today and time, amen, that's what we're seeking for. Proverbs 27 and 17, amen, that iron sharpening iron. Amen. That a friend will sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. That's why we're coming together. Amen. And also Proverbs 24 and 6. Multitudes of counselors, there is safety. Amen. So out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, Jesus has said in the book of Matthew's 18th chapter, he said, the mouth of two or three witnesses, I'll be there. Amen. So Jesus is being with us in our discussion with his Holy Spirit, guiding us and keeping us, amen, in the righteous way, in a righteous way. Amen, in a righteous way. And we want to also be aware of and to learn the word, which is a sword to our feet. Amen. The word of God, amen, he helps us in all ways. And he let us know, amen, that in Proverbs 24 and 16, for a just man falleth down seven times, but he rises up again. Amen. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. So if you make a mistake and something happened that you was not aware of, amen, the world try to use that against you, amen, you can get up. You can get up. We're saying go ahead and get up, shake it off, and let's move on, because time is not wasting. It's one thing we should be aware of. Amen. Time is not wasting. Amen. And we pray that maybe you catch some of these revelations that God give you as we're going through these different studies and broadcasts as you call in. Call in and tell a friend and call a friend and let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And those who have computers, you got a friend you can go by and can sit down and go through some discussions to help to strengthen their life, because God wants us to help one another. We are helpers one to another. Even though we are become like strangers through this land, amen. Some of you might feel a little strange now because you're following direction of God, amen, through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. You might not be perfect, but you can be successful, amen. The website is www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can find us as well on .net, www.jciministries.net. .net. Amen. Amen. You can call in when we open up the studio at the bottom of the hour. Amen. When you those that call it in for the first time on this broadcast, amen. You can call in at 855-236-2252 and 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you visit the website, you can go to the bottom of the page and you can see that we are on Facebook. We have recordings and programs on Facebook. Amen. Also, amen, we have Doctrine of Truth. You can go to the Doctrine of Truth website. Amen. You can click on Jesus Christ International Ministries / Doctrine of Truth. Amen. And you'll find many more programs there that you can view. Amen. Any time of the day or the night. Amen. 7 days a week. Amen. But we thank God now. Amen. To those of you that are in Christ, amen, knowing it's easier, amen, to get saved than try to raise $1 million. Amen. You can accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe that he has left an inheritance for you. Amen. Believe that he has given his life for all the mistakes that you was going to make prior to your birth. And even to now, until the end of the world. But you have to accept him. You have to accept him as your Lord and Savior and be baptized in water. Amen. Once you become baptized in water, amen, under the belief of Jesus Christ, amen. In the words, say you be born again. You can be born again. And after you become born again, and you find out, amen, the world is new, and you become up on the new teaching in life, a new knowledge that you have to follow, amen, when you become a new person. And that's what it's about. You know, when babies being born, amen, we have teaching for them. We have guidance on the parents. And this is very important. Amen. What the more knowledge you have about Christ and about God's world and God's word for your life, amen, the more understanding and direction that you have, amen, be successful. And that's what we're talking about, making decision that you can be successful in Christ. Because God is a God of communications. He's a God of the word. Amen. So in the beginning, John, the first chapter, Gospel according to John, in the beginning was the Word. Amen. God is a God of communication. Amen. And he wrapped himself up, amen, in the Word through his Son, Jesus Christ, and came down. Amen. That's why the Bible is always fought against those that are in false doctrine and false teaching. Amen. The enemy, once you become more aware and astute about learning the word of God and you find out and making decisions, the enemy is there to deter you from making the right choices. Amen. Because you want to make the choice that God will already laid out for you, that you can be successful in this world until, amen, we leave here to go home to be in heaven. Amen. So information is a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool. And God is a God of information. He's a God of knowledge. Ecclesiastes, amen, the preacher was seeking, amen, how to take the word. We're wordsmith, amen, craftsmen. I'm using the word. He said in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse, said, wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. You know for yourself, once you have a skill, you have a job, a degree, a talent, you can move from land to land and get opportunities to activate, amen, your talent, your skill, your degree to help yourself. Amen. So knowledge, God is a God of knowledge, and you can defend yourself. Amen. Yes, people want money, but if you know how to make money, amen, you can always make it through this world. Amen. And hereafter, about many of you probably heard about Mr. Magoo. Amen. He's a Japanese saying, amen, this man had lost everything. Amen. So one day he was walking down the street. Amen. He picked up a quarter. Amen. Then we picked up a quarter. Amen. Then he went and took the quarter. Amen. And he bought some fish. And he took the fish, amen, and sold it to some men. And he took the money from the fish and bought a bicycle. Amen. Then he went from the bicycle, he sold a bicycle, car, he fixed the car up and sold a car. Amen. Then he went from the car back to where he was during his rich days. Amen. He knew the system how to make money. Amen. God gave you the system how, amen, how to be knowledgeable, how to make decisions in his name. Okay, we're going to start out, amen, understanding in John, Gospel according to John, the 3rd chapter, what Jesus told Nicodemus. And I know it sounds very familiar, amen, but we just want to make a point here, amen. When he talked to Nicodemus about being born again, and Nicodemus said, how can I be born when I'm old? Amen. Go back to his mother's womb. Amen. But one thing about Jesus said, amen, in the 3rd chapter, in the 5th verse, he said, verily I say unto you, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it's come from, whither it goeth. Amen. But everyone that is born of the Spirit, amen. And here's the point. We know about natural things. This is what Jesus was saying to Nicodemus. You know about, amen, about the rain, the animals, the trees. But now it comes down to dealing with spiritual things. And here, I caught this revelation, and maybe you can catch it. Amen. In 1 John, the 5th chapter, we're talking about spiritual things. We want to talk about spiritual things before we go into about making a decision. Amen. 1 John, the 5th chapter. And John Gospel, the first letter, the Apostle John, amen. He said, he ended up the 5th chapter in the 21st verse. He said, little children, keep yourself from idols. He said, keep yourself from idol worships. Now, that is the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Worshiping, amen, observing, amen, and respecting other gods is sometimes can be our weakness. Amen. In the knowledge of God. Because of the fact everybody that have been born again came out of some type of idol worship. You always observe somewhere when you make a decision about your life, and you make it sometimes critical decisions. Some of you may have, amen, picked some petals out of the trees, or you might have a chicken bone, amen. Maybe have a rabbit foot, amen. Maybe you have some type of anything that you use. Are you supposed to help you deciding what to do and what not to do, and in making major decisions, major moves can be like the world say, a game changer. Amen. In other words, you want to move to another job and you're not sure. You want to marry or remarry and you're not sure. Amen. You might want to get a divorce and you're not sure. Amen. You might want to go to college for education. Amen. Health problems. Amen. Any major situation you feel, amen, is really going to be maybe a threat to your life or improvement to your life, but it's going to be in your life status for a while. So you're making a decision, and before you come to Christ, some of you have utilized, amen, counsel, ungodly counsel. Are you that sought counsel for your own self to back up what you depended on? But in the thrust of things, amen, you might not been aware, amen, that all down through the years of life, when you begin to read the Bible, the Old Testament, many of those kings, many the prophets have been summoned, amen, by certain kings to come before they went into battle, before they made decisions, amen, to counsel them. And they looked for all those false gods that they believed in, many of them. And we want to read one, amen, out of 2 Kings 1, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Amen. Second King, let's go to the first King. First King, the 22nd chapter, verse. Amen. Talk about Ahab. Ahab. Amen. Ahab, amen, was warned by one of the prophets. Amen. He wanted to know, should he go to battle? Amen. He wanted to know, should he go to battle? Amen. He was seeking God. Amen. He was seeking his prophets to inquire of the prophets. Amen. Should he go? 1 Kings 22, in the fifth verse, said, Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. And the king said, and the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go up to Ramah-Gilead to battle, and shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hands of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we may inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, yeah, there is yet one man, Michael, the son of Ishbah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. amen. And Elijah, amen, was one of the one that Ahab hated, amen. When it comes down to prophets in the Old Testament, amen, those kings, they either sought counsel from their god, Balaam, amen, and Asherim, amen, all them false gods, they built idols, and they built scrolls, amen, to worship those gods. And many a time, amen, when it comes down to a real prophet of God, the things that happen, sometimes like Jezebel, they didn't want, amen, to Elijah to come, amen, because Elijah don't say anything good. He won't tell them the truth, amen, about, amen, he will not say what they wanted him to say, but he'll tell them the truth. But they always acquired, amen, if you catch this point, amen, men and women of God, if you catch this point, they always sought, amen, gods, amen, to follow after decisions somehow, and they got it down in their spirit, and that's why now, amen, sometimes we don't pray like we should. We don't really read God's word. God is the word is spirit, and his word is a lamp, the psalmist say, unto our feet. If we catch on to the fact that, amen, spiritual things, like Jesus told Nicodemus, spiritual things, amen, amen, is separate from natural things. And if we really want to be successful in life, amen, if you have followed after, amen, idols and gambling and lying, and amen, and you go to make a decision, you ran on your own, amen, but you always went to the witches, the witch doctors, amen, all kind of old different things to help you to stand, amen, and ungodly things, amen. Now you should flip that over. You should flip your mind over to knowledge, say, listen, talk to yourself, say, well, now, since I have been born again and I am a spiritual child of God, in me is more spiritual things, amen, and I'm growing more and more in spiritual things in God, amen. So my prayer and my trust now is talking spiritually by praying and asking God, amen. He is the God. He is, amen, he's above Balaam. He's above Zeus and all these Capricorns and all these birthmarks. He's above all these different rabbit foots and, amen, things that you have picked up, amen, that you thought was greater, amen, than what the world is, amen. If you put God before you, amen, like you said, Jesus said, I'll be with you always. If you put him before you, amen, put God before you like these false kings and, amen, Zeus and Balaam and Ahab and Jehoshaphat, amen, all these unruly kings, they sought these gods out, amen, and amen. And but if you turn that thing around and for your decision making, amen, and pray to God and seek God's knowledge through the word of God and seek him and watch his word develop, amen, your decision making, amen, will be less burdensome than you ever have. Amen. Your decision making will become clear. Amen. Your decision making will please God. Amen. It makes you feel within you. Amen. Like Psalmist 40:8 said, I desire to do your will, O God. Your law is within my heart. Amen. And making decisions, amen, you can test the word of God. Amen. Peter, 2 Peter 3:16 said, all scriptures, if you get a vision or a dream, he said, all scriptures, amen, is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness. God gave us visions and dreams and prophecy now since the church has been developed. It's just a matter of coming together, amen, and you'll find, amen, you'll find, you'll never stop making decisions, Amen. You know, you never stop. Maybe you have to decide now, and if this broadcast go out, what you're going to have for dinner. Amen. Maybe you got to decide who you're going to call. Amen. You got to decide what time you go to bed. Amen. You decide what time you wake up. And you know, it's always decisions. Amen. But the ones that have not been put in your scenario, amen, in your event calendars and things like that, that really going to change, amen, that you can't see, amen, and you need more confidence on, amen. Seek God. Seek him. Seek him first. Amen. Seek him first by prayer and reading the word and watch things start changing. And you will be more satisfied with yourself knowing, amen, that you didn't do that on your own. You didn't do that at home. All right, we're talking about tonight. We're getting ready to go into the studio. Those that have been calling in for the first time or those that, amen, in the studio for the first time, amen, you can always, when we open up the studio now, amen, you can press 1 on your phone, but we always give you area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. And try to turn your phone down a little bit because we get a lot of feedback. Amen. When your phone is too loud. Amen. But you can press 1 on your phone and whatever you have learned that you want to share. That's what we do here. Amen. Of Doctrine of Truth and the things that we want to share that can help others. Maybe you want to ask the question. Amen. You need more clarity. Amen. But there's a difference between natural things and spiritual things. Amen. And if you know, amen, that always when it comes down to make a decision, amen, that the things that you used to go to, amen, during the holidays, superstition, amen, you don't do that no more. You don't do that no more. Amen. So we want to talk about it, and we want to reach out to one another. We don't criticize anyone. Amen. We're not fighting religions or any kind of Bible teaching. We can't not give you a certificate or credits for your college or whatever, but we just try to hear, come and strengthen one another. Amen. To get understanding. Amen. Because understanding brings strength. Amen. You can stand bold as a lion. Amen. On your understanding. All right, you can press 1 now on your phone. We're going to go in the studio. Amen. We thank God for having you and 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 you. Amen. All of you, amen, calling the different area codes. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. If you want to say something, we thank God for you. If you don't, we still thank God for you. Amen. Then after later on, amen, we're going to pray in a prayer. Amen. We'll be asking for prayer from different people as well that want to pray. Amen. But making decisions. Making decisions. Amen. Things that are happening today all over the world. Amen. These situations, Jesus said it would come. But Jesus said, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. That's his promises. And he's there. He's speaking all day long. God is speaking and sharing things. But he's doing it spiritually, amen, through the word, amen, through circumstances and situations. Above all, remember, amen, he loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally, regardless of what you are, amen, he still loves you. Regardless of how much you weigh, how tall you are, amen, what the pigmentation of your skin, how much money you have in the bank, where you live at. Amen. What kind of car you drive, if you drive and you don't drive, you walk, you ride a bicycle, you swim or you don't swim, God love you. He love you. Have nothing, amen, on this earth, amen, to stop him from loving you, but that you, amen, refuse to accept him as your Lord and Savior. All right, we're at area code 850, last 4 digits, 2337.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop.
A very good time
this evening. You know, in the decision-making process, every morning I get up, I have to make a decision that I'm going to pray to the God that I love. And then I have to make a decision about my day and plan and life is just full of decisions. Sometimes I make some real good ones, and sometimes I make some bad ones. I learn from my bad ones. But I know one thing, if I acknowledge God in everything I do and ask him to direct my path, my decisions don't be of my own. That's the reason why I can't take the credit for good things that happen in my life, because sometimes most of the time, I just pray and sit still. And I've made my request. I said, okay, God, I've made my request, Lord. Now I'm going to sit patient and wait for an answer. Sometimes my answer come when I want it to, and sometimes some of them haven't came yet. But it's all about me having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and asking God to direct my path and bless the family, bless this ministry, and bless the people that come through my life. You know, I give out, I tell people about this study because it helps me every Wednesday. I make a decision I look forward to the Bible study and to listen and to understand, because we perish, I perish for lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge. And perish means to rot from the inside out or to die. I don't want to walk around being a zombie. I thank God for you. I thank God for the decision-making process. I thank God for this study. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you as well. Amen. Anyone else can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Remember, you should learn from your mistakes. All of us make mistakes now. Don't think you're gonna make it. You don't make mistakes. Sometimes mistakes can be influenced. Amen. And like Paul was saying, the last days, a lot of seducing spirits. Amen. But above all, remember, amen, sometimes you make a mistake. You make bad choices. And the next one, the people around you, they can instigate and seduce you to make a mistake. Well, they're good. Amen. Then the third thing we have is sometimes we miss God. We miss God leading. Paul was on a mission, and he saw up in a vision, in a dream, a man was saying, come over here, Paul. Amen. And he was in the wrong town, and this man was directing, God was directing him in a vision. So you can't miss it. You can't miss it. But thank God you can get back on the track. All right, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. We're talking about making mistakes and making decisions. Amen. And that should be a part of, amen, making decisions. You can make a mistake. You can make a mistake. Amen. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll be glad to hear, amen, your opinion about how God helped you. And you can share it with others. Amen. And the Bible said one thing we have is out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. He will say, let my word be established. Amen. Out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. So it's not all about you. Oh, no. When you come into Christ, right now you got Jesus if you don't have nobody else. So Jesus said, I'll be with you. Amen. So he know more than we know. He know more than we. Psalmist say, God neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. So why you want to walk the floor and worry about what you should have did and shouldn't did and what I could have said, and amen, and wake up another day. You either going to be positive all tomorrow or negative all tomorrow, whatever, the day going to come. Well, the best to be, amen, put it in God's hand and be thankful about it. All right, let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. If you have a comment, making godly decision. Let's let godliness be in this decision making. Making godless this decision making. Amen. You know, we're following after Jesus Christ now, and we want to be able to make a decision and situations happen. Amen. And you want to make sure that you did your best. Man, you did the best you could in that decision making. Amen. Press one on your phone. We are those that are in here for the first time. Amen. You may want to make a comment. We never give you a name unless you want to put out your name, because you can always go back to these studies. You can always go back to these studies and go over, amen, them again. Maybe something that you have heard, you want to hear it again. And that's why we take time to give you scripture as much as possible, amen, to on these comments, amen, that I'll be giving out scripture. But I know all of them, I don't know. I'm not saying that I know all the Bible. All right, we're at 561-1413. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I just like to say, in the decision-making process, is such a beautiful, beautiful topic about making godly decisions. I heard you say, I think I heard you said seek earlier, and I keep going back to the lyrics of the song God gave me. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Don't wait till your life is all over the ground. That's a decision to make right there. And then I just came up with this little rhyme. If you want to be blessed and prosper and have wisdom in these last days, seek God and acknowledge him in all your way, my God.
All right. All right.
God bless you,
man,
Bishop,
God.
And God bless everybody in Radio Land.
Amen. God bless you. May the God, we thank God for you. Amen. That scripture, that word seek, hit me because God gave me that in the beginning of my salvation walk. Amen. You have to understand, the Lord knows us. Put that in your agenda. Write it down. He knows. He knows you. He made you. He know the hairs on your head. That was Matthew said. He number. Amen. A cup of mine that's falling off. Amen. I know many people out there try to get a formula to put hair back on their head. But listen, God gave us, and I know he gave you from time to time, scriptures. In the beginning of time, amen, the Holy Spirit woke me up and he said, write this down. You know, God, that's why I say that your spiritual things and natural things, if we take what we have heard, and you might not think that deep down in your subconscious that you always go to spiritual things, amen, when you was in the world, amen. They might not write, like, I'm gonna take a holiday now. It might upset you, we ain't doing this in love. You might take, amen, like Halloween, and many people out there, amen, are still observing that holiday. And it's dealing with evil things, but that show you how it's down and they still in their spirit. Amen. It is no success in that type of holiday to observe that, but those that are of evil. Amen. And then if you take that and flip it over, amen, and say all that you used to do to try to find out about the world and things like this, and seek God. Matthew 7:7. Lord, woke me up when early my salvation work, said, write this down. I said, Lord, I'm going to write it down. He said, write this down. Amen. He knew I was going to get it. He said, now write it down. Matthew 7:7. Amen. In St. John the 15th, first through the 7th verses. And I got up that morning. I forgot it. You know, I thought, oh, I'm going to remember that. But the enemy not going to let you remember scriptures, amen, until you practice them. James said, amen, what is faith without works? Amen. You know, repetition, practice. Everything you practice, 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 you get better. You get better at it. So the more you put God's word in and practice, amen, and talk it, the more faith you build up on. So seek and you will find. Find what? Looking for what? Information. God is a God of information. Amen. I've been riding that for four or five different studies because it's coming to me now. Amen. More and more. Amen. God is a God of information. In these times like this, disasters, economy, sickness, and disease, there's an answer. Amen. And it's dealing in spiritual things. It's dealing through the spirit, and it comes down to the natural. All right, press one on your phone. I don't want to get caught here taking up your time. Amen. Press one on your phone, and we are talking about making decisions, amen, to help you. Amen. Yes, you're going to make a bad decision now. You might make a bad decision, but, amen, like what Paul said in Romans, everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. If you don't love the Lord, amen, God won't flip it over. Amen. He worked because he's merciful. Amen. That's a whole different subject because people can be praying for you to be successful, and you might think that you're on your own power. When you start thinking about you on your own power, then you're dealing with the devil's doctrine. You're dealing with I-ology. Satan say, I went this way, I went that way. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. That would make all them decisions and bad decisions. And to them who are the calling according to his purpose, God going to make it work out. Because it make him look bad. How would it look bad, God's children? Amen. You want to make the devil look bad? Let God dress you up, help you. He know you're going home to rich a mansion and golden street. I mean, that's why the devil came teaching. I don't want to get on that bandwagon, but the devil he came in teaching. He always teaches. False teachers and false prophets come in telling you that you don't have no clothes, you don't have no house, God don't want you to have this. And you're a rich man walking around, rich lady walking around, and you got a golden streets, a mansion you're going to, amen. You don't have to worry about light bill, water bill, sickness, health, anything anymore. But the enemy want to make you think God done walked away from you. You ain't got nothing, and you can't make a decision. Yes, you can. You can make it, but you're just trying to be successful a little bit. Because of the knowledge. Because of knowledge. Yes, you can make it. Amen. But don't be on that fear get in your way. God has not put that out there. Fear, but not for his people. Make a decision. Amen. All right, you're going to make a decision. I'm going to make this decision. Oh, that was the wrong thing. I shouldn't have put sugar. And I messed around and put salt in the coffee. Oh, my God, I can't cook. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Somebody changed the box around. You were rushing. Something happened. Amen. You put salt in there. There are things that you can do. God know you can do it. But the enemy wanted to deceive you. He wants you to rush at it. Amen. Sometimes he just don't want you to think. Amen. But you can do it. Push one on your phone. Brethren, amen. Our desire always here. That you be successful and you can help others in Christ. Amen. God want to be, amen. He want to be first in your life. Amen. Job. Amen. Everybody look at Job. Say, oh, man, Job, God done left Job. But now everybody calling Job. Amen. They can't stop him. Amen. Amen. God want to be first in your life. Amen. Call him up. Talk with him. Amen. He's always there. He want to look good. And he's doing it through you. And he can do it through you. All right. All right, brethren. There's one on your phone. We want to take up your time there. I got to, amen. These false teachers sometimes, amen, they ruffle your feathers. Amen. When you see people great in God, great successful. They don't have to be ministers or a man out there. They can just be a very common Christian praying for the sick, praying for those that are lost, helping people. That's a ministry. Feeding people, that's a ministry. Giving people clothes, that's a ministry. Amen. Visiting those that are incarcerated, that's a ministry. Amen. Just having a prayer band and seeing people delivered, that's a ministry. Amen. God does not, amen, give you a car with no windshield, no tires. Amen. He put tires on your car, and you find cars that got windshield, people buy them. Amen. They find a car, a house with no doors, no windows. Say, well, that's not complete. When God saved you, you are complete. The skills and the talents you got, he gave it to you to use it for his glory. Amen. Press one on your phone, brethren. We probably can take about two or three more, then we're going to have prayer. Amen. Decision making. Decision making. Amen. You can do it in Christ. Paul said, I can do all things. Amen. Never put yourself down. All right, we at 561 5981, the last four digits. 5981.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Bishop. God bless you. God bless you. You know, this is a very beautiful blessing on tonight, which all of them are beautiful. I'm like my brother up front said, I look forward to every Wednesday when I'm in the grocery store, whatever. I want to get here at 7 o'clock to get some of this broadcast. But anyway, it's a very beautiful text tonight, making godly decisions. And a lot of people must understand, God knows everything about us. He knows the day we was born. He knows the day we're going to die. He knows every decision that we're going to make in life. That's why it's so important for us to wait. The Bible said we must wait. Wait, I said, wait on the Lord. Every decision that we make may not be God's decision for us at that time. That's the reason why it's so important that we should pray to God before any decision, I would say, that we make, because he knows what we want and he knows what we need. And a lot of times what we want, God may not have that in our need at that time. So I'm just very grateful, and I just enjoyed the blessings, and just everyone continue to run on for Christ, and let's see what the end going to be.
All right. God bless you, man of God. Very good points. Prayer settles your spirit. Because when you start dealing with prayer, you're talking about spiritual things. Amen. And, you know, when we came out of worship, when all of us came out of the rabbit foot and taking chicken bones and breaking them in half and throwing sorrow by the back door and dying collard greens on the first of the year and, Easter bunny eating up all the eggs. There's so many things out there you try to do. Amen. Influencing spiritual things, and you're not realizing that spiritual thing, but they're not godless things, and you're not lucky no more. Amen. But God can take that, if you be aware of it, and pray and talk to him. And you talk, like Peter said, cast your cares upon him. And your spirit, when things feel subtle, relaxed, and peaceful in your spirit, then you'll learn that it's okay. Amen. When you do the best you can, you pray all the time, you're talking to God. You're talking to him. You're talking to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that helps you in making your decision. Learning the spirit. Amen. Spiritual, Holy Spirit. He's a comforter. He comforts you when you make those decisions. When you feel uneasy and nervous, and you know something wrong with this situation, you're not quite sure. Amen. So you want to be sure, relax as much as possible. Amen. The Lord gave me Philippians, the fourth chapter, many years ago. Amen. If the Lord leads you on a fast, sometimes people go on fast to make a decision. Amen. It's been to your health, career, your life, whatever major things, and you feel that you have to, amen, lay aside. Because what it does is help you, help the natural man, amen, to really tune in on God. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Amen. Lord got me one. He gave me this scripture. He said, be not anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, amen, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind with Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of God through prayer and thankful. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Amen. And nevertheless, amen. Okay, well, thank God. Amen. I missed the train. Well, thank God. Must be something there. I thank God. You know, don't be anxious. Don't be at all upset. You know how it was. Amen. We was come up for Christmas time. Amen. It rained outdoors. You can't try your bicycle. Amen. You got all the things lined up for your birthday or something come up and you say, oh, my God. You put all your hopes and your cares on that one day, on that one decision. And the enemy, sometimes he watches that. You got to throw him in the equation. Amen. You got to throw Dr. Buzzer in there. You got to put Satan in the equation because he's there to get you upset. He's there to try to turn your day upside down. Amen. If things come up, you just laugh as well. Amen. Whatever it is, God going to make it better. That's trusting. Amen. Maybe I missed it. I trust it. Amen. But don't blow up your whole day. Amen. Because the man gave you the wrong order of food. Amen. The mailman put your mail down the street. Amen. And somebody else, they didn't bring it to you till a week later. Amen. No, don't let that blow your day up. Don't let it serve you. So be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious and excited about it. Yes, you want it. But be careful. Amen. About it. Don't let it take away your joy. Amen. Like some say, take away your religion. No. All right, we got about, we can take one or two more calls. Very good. Comments. Amen. Amen. Everybody's growing. Amen. When you stop growing, amen. When you find a tree to stop growing, amen, you know what's going to happen. Especially a fruit tree, amen, or any kind of fruits, amen. Vegetables stop growing, you know it's not good for anything. And sometimes it's got to be pruned. Sometimes, you know, God take things out of your life. He always had. God, when God released something, he always put something back. He doesn't leave you bored. Amen. You lose a job, and the Holy Spirit been saying, okay, you know, go to school now. Go to school, get something going. Amen. Or use that other talent I gave you. Amen. You know you can do this. You can do that. Amen. And just let pride down. Let your hair down. Amen. Forget about pride. Amen. It's a righteous thing to do. Amen. You're not out there trying to be unrighteous. Amen. But you can do it. Amen. Holy Spirit knows. The spirit world knows, and you don't know that. You know that because of you used to do it in the evil way. Now you flip things over. Amen. Seeking God, praying God. Amen. Reading the Bible. Calling righteous people. And talking over situations, talking with somebody you know. And then Bible says, out of multitude of counselors, Proverbs 24 and 6, in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. All right. We thank God. We always give out scriptures because we're not falling on our own knowledge. We're falling God's knowledge. Amen. So the more you read Proverbs, you'll be quoting a lot of Proverbs and a lot of Psalms. Amen. Even the Word of God, the whole Bible, amen, is given. Amen. So look at all these false kings. Look at all these ungodly kings. Amen. Ahab, Jezebel, Balaam. You can look at all them gods. And, amen. Those men sought, even Abraham. God told Abraham, come and get out of his country. Because him and his father-in-law was building statues. Amen. And that's what happened in the beginning. God destroyed the world, told Noah, go out there and build this Noah, because they were serving false gods. That's the first thing. You don't want to be caught up. Amen. Maybe you have done, sold your life to the devil. You came to Christ. Now you got to get booted out the house. I don't care how much it costs. Amen. All them trinkets and, amen, all them birthday signs. I prayed for a man way back in the 80s. Amen. He kept coming to revival, and God showed me why he couldn't get a breakthrough. He had all them signs above his bed. Amen. Those things that you keep in the house, it keep a reminding to your spirit. It touches your spirit and your mind about how you used to do and what you worship. Amen. Yes, there's nothing wrong with your birthday, but you don't have to go along with the devil that say he is going to help you. You're not lucky no more. Amen. Amen. You're not familiar. You know how to be careful with all these familiar spirits. You forget about that. You ain't but one Holy Spirit. You ain't but one God. Amen. So the things you used to do, you don't do it no more. So you are spiritual. You've been born again. You are spirit. You are spiritual on the inside, and we just have to build him up. Amen. With the spirit, the word of God is spirit. God is a God of communication. He's a God of communication. Brethren, if we're going to deal with him to increase, we have to renew our mind. Paul said, renew our mind. Amen. All right. All right. We need some prayer now. We got to go into prayer now. We got to go. Amen. We got the heavenly telephone call. Amen. We got to go. Amen. And talk to the Lord by helping. Helping the spirit and this thing. In the spirit. 850-2337.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we count it all a joy. Lord, we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct my path. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful study. Thank you for the good. And you always come up with something good and very good. Lord, we thank you that your answer is yea and amen. Bless Bishop from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, his household, his wife, this ministry, each and every person that's listening to me, their family members. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you, man of God. All right. Go right ahead. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord.
561. Go ahead. Go right ahead. 561-1413.
Father God, we thank you for all that's been said and done. We thank you that we're ready to rise up, take up our cross and our sword and run. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. Amen. All of you, God bless you. 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for another lesson, another day. Father, we ask you, God, to bless the listeners. Father, we ask you that this word will go out, not void, but come back. And help us, oh God, in these last closing hours to have our own mind and the mind of Christ. That is what's going to take us in. Keep the mind of Christ. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you all. Thank you for coming in. Amen. You can go back again to our website, www.jciministries. Amen. Until next time, the faith. Keep the faith. And you will be successful. God bless you.